Welcome to Season 2 of Fit to Be Radio, in which we're discussing biopsychosocial dimensions of fitness and physical activity. Fit to Be Radio is a production of Fit to Be Studio, which specializes in home workouts and e-courses for those dealing with diastasis recti. Slip your smartphone into your pocket and strap on your sneakers, and take us along for a walk while we talk. Or just grab your favorite drink and get on the floor and stretch. It's going to be a great show.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fit to Be Radio. My name is Chris Banky. I'll be your host today, and I'm here with Beth Learn. She's the CEO and founder of Fit to Be Studio, and we are coming to you today as a kickoff for Season 2 of this podcast. Season 1 was 51 episodes plus an ender, so 52. Almost like we did one every week, but we actually didn't. We started out that way and then kind of took 18 months. But 52 episodes, and we're going to do another 52 episodes for Season 2, and super excited about it. But today, on this podcast episode, as we kick off that season, we want to talk about last season a little bit, but mostly mm-hmm. want to talk about next season, this season, what it is, what the focus is going to be, what's different, all that stuff. So first things first, so with last season, what was your absolute favorite highlight of last season? First season. Whatever she says, we're going to link to it so you can check it out and see if you agree.
I think the highlight of last season was the 3 podcasts we did with Michelle Lyons. All of those were awesome. Our guests are all amazing. Yeah. She is unique. She's willing to cover topics that a lot of people don't like, constipation. And I'll tell you just as a follow-up to the constipation episode. So this year's race compared to last year's race that I talked to her about, so you got to go listen to the episode. I applied her advice and had no troubles on this year's race. And I'll leave it at that.
Wow. So let's link to that. So if you're listening to this, look in the show notes, and you can actually check out an entire podcast that has to do with, well, you know, that kind of thing. So yep. I don't know if that episode was my highlight, but Michelle Lyons, she's pretty awesome to talk to.
What was your highlight?
She's so knowledgeable. I think Michelle Lyons was my highlight, too. She's just... Actually, not that episode, because that was like, gosh, really? We're going to talk about this for 45 minutes? And I think we went over to, I think it was over an hour talking about poop. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But she's just so knowledgeable in lots of different things, and it was really great to talk to her. Every mm-hmm. guest was amazing, though. It's kind of hard to pick a favorite. It was pretty interesting to kind of let the show evolve, right? Like, we'd never done a podcast before, and we kind of had this idea of how it was going to be, and then it really just radically evolved and changed throughout those 52 episodes and became very, I think, very consistently informative on on a set of topics that people need to hear about. So I don't know. I think it was a really great experience, and I feel like we're just getting started. I think season 2 is going to be
amazing.
It's going to be pretty amazing. So we're shifting focus, though. So why don't you explain what we're shifting to and why?
Okay. Well, last season we tackled all things fitness, core and diastasis recti related, very specifically related to diastasis because that is our niche.
Yeah.
And so we took every topic, incontinence, interstitial cystitis, constipation, vaginas, all the things, and we related them to diastasis. And we're still going to be discussing diastasis in every episode on this show, but we're shifting into the biopsychosocial realm of things, BSP model. And what that means is you're looking at the biology and you're looking at the psychology and you're looking at the sociology, the social, and also some spiritual. There's room in there for another S. So some people actually call this the biopsychosocial spiritual model. And we're looking at how those things impact fitness and how fitness impacts those things. How does fitness impact your biology? How does it impact your mental health? How does it impact your social health? How does it impact your spiritual health? And we've already got a lot of great guests lined up. We've already recorded one of the episodes. I'm excited to record the next one. And the sky's the limit when it comes to this model and exploring this multidimensional approach to how we move.
Yeah. So tying fitness into each of these different areas. So how does fitness affect, how do these areas affect fitness and bringing them in? I think that's super good. I feel like a lot of times people, they want to isolate these things. They want to say, I've got my fitnessness and I've got my, you know, spiritualness, and they're not related in any way. And that's just not true. Like everything is just totally tied together. All of the pieces are tied together. You can't escape that. And so when you try and look at everything in isolation and pretend that it's all, everything is in isolation, you're actually hurting all the different areas because you're not taking advantage of the way that things are interconnected. So
yeah. And some people might be looking at that and going, oh great, they're getting all mojo woo woo poo poo on us. Well, we already did the poo poo in season one. So, you know, at times it may end up feeling a little bit mojo woo woo depending on what guests we have. Yeah. And that's the uniqueness of Fit2Be, is that we don't try to just project our own beliefs into this. And we have some pretty firm beliefs about things, but I'm open. I want to hear other ideas. And I remember sitting in a college class when I was a sophomore at Oregon State University, and my degree was exercise and sports science with my option in fitness program management. And I was required to take this class called Psychosocial Dimensions of Physical Activity and Sport. And I was like, what the heck? What? This is going to be dumb. Yeah. They're going to get all psycho Freudian on me. And that became one of my most memorable classes because of how it challenged me to look beyond the gym and look at a child, how they are raised and how does that play out into how they view fitness, how they view body image, how they make food choices. And, that was only one lecture out of an entire semester. Yeah. And just amazing discussions can be held around this. And yeah, let's talk about some of the guests we're going to have.
Yeah. Who are they?
Who are they? Who are they, he says. Okay, so we have got Sarah Smith. And that's going to be episode 2. She's talking about the crazy carousel and busyness. And how that affects things.
A good one.
Yes, that's going to be good. I'm going to exit my screen here so I can actually get into my calendar because I want to look ahead and kind of give a synopsis of this. So let's see. I'm going to skip ahead. Okay. Skip ahead. Let's go to the next.
Yeah, week. We already filmed the episode with Sarah, so you guys will see that coming up. I should say recorded. Most people listen to this audio. So if you're listening to this on the podcast or whatever, on Apple Podcast or one of the other podcast platforms, we do have videos of all of these. And sometimes it's cool to check those out. You can get to that on our website because sometimes we're showing things. And you can see. So just always keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got the one about group rehab, and we always call them the one because I'm a Friends fan. I'm just going to admit that right now. So the one about group rehab with Patrice Hazan, who is a pioneer and advocate for creating group rehabilitative settings, especially for older populations. And she has done some amazing work in the field and really looks at the psychology and science behind how a group setting can impact your goals and impact your physical wellness and fitness. The one about the voice with Susan Clinton. And oh my goodness, I got to meet her at Women on Fire back in London when I was there in April 2019. And she and I connected and we got to have dinner together. And she discusses how, you know, we talk about the diaphragm that's right below our lungs. you know, and we address that a lot. We have our pelvic floor diaphragm, our lung diaphragm. We also have our voice diaphragm and this, this area that can close or open, and how we can learn a lot about somebody's core by listening to their voice. That's going to be a very interesting, very interesting show. The one about bespoke fitness with Kara Coffin, we've got that lined up. We're going to be recording that here in a little over a month. And that is like tailoring. It's all about tailoring, really lining up and tailoring your programming to your goals in a unique way that fits you, because one size doesn't fit all. And then one more I've got, just whetting y'all's appetite for this. We've got a moving through menopause. So there's a lot of shifting things when it comes to the field of menopause right now. I'm 40 now, not in menopause yet, but I am in perimenopause. And it is a completely different season in a woman's life. And it's important to address that. And there's some legislation, some big shifting that's happening to raise awareness of how these times impact women's health, because it's a multi-billion dollar impact on the world when you do the numbers for how much a woman's life changes and what she brings to the world if she's not feeling healthy. So yeah, biopsychosocial dimensions of menopause.
Yeah, there's a lot there to unpack.
Yeah, so those are just a few. Oh, hi. My kids are getting up if you're watching in the background.
So you're looking forward to that, and it is a different spin, a little bit different spin. What are you most excited about as you're kind of thinking about that stuff as we get into that?
Well, I am a body nerd, but I'm also straight up a Bible nerd. I'm a psychology nerd. I'm a historical. Let's talk about all these different levels of things. Let's go into when was this first discussed in ancient history? What was the original word for this, and how does this impact people in their daily life? And as a woman, I'm really fascinated by my mood, obviously. I mean, it affects me. How does mood impact my motivation for things? How does that impact my fitness? So this is a model. The DSP model provides a framework to actually have these deeper discussions, and I love the deep discussions. That's all.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And what I think, you know, kind of going back to what we were saying at the very beginning, I think it's very easy today, especially in Western culture, Western medicine, to try and kind of isolate all the different things in your life. You know, I have a headache. Why do I have a headache? Well, take this ibuprofen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm not feeling good. You know, I've got heartburn or whatever. Okay, so take this, you know, proton pump inhibitor, you know, Prilosec or whatever. And there's a movement that's starting to happen and has been going on for a long time, but it's gaining a lot of traction where you say, let's take a step back and actually look from a functional standpoint at why that's happening, and try and address why it's happening instead of put a Band-Aid on the issue itself. And it's very counter-Western thinking, but it's, I mean, when you talk about it, you're like, hey, let's figure out why you have a headache and fix that instead of just masking the pain with a painkiller. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But what's weird is it's really not handled that way 99% of the time in Western culture. It's not. And so what I really like about this whole focus that we're doing is it's more like stepping back and saying, how do these things tie together? What pieces are affecting what pieces? And how does fitness play into all of those things? Because, you know, fitness plays into all of those different parts of your life. Whether you want to believe it or not, fitness plays a heavy role in every single aspect. And whether you're doing fitness, not doing fitness, how you're doing fitness, how you're not doing fitness, and what you're doing, all of those things play together. And so that is what I'm most excited about is, being able to kind of talk to some of the experts, being able to really think through and look at some of the not so obvious ways that that stuff ties together,
mm-hmm.
and being able to bring that to the audience and say, hey, you may not have thought of this. Like this, mm-hmm. this could have a pretty big impact on your life.
Yeah.
And for some people, they're going to be shocked at some of the stuff. And some of the stuff's going to be maybe seem obvious, but never really thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be cool.
One of the things that Fit to Be has been doing lately that's unlocked my brain on this a lot more too is the color series. And, you know, we filmed the purple workouts, we filmed red workouts, we're getting ready to film blue and orange. And we've associated those colors with different moons. And we've asked our clients, our members, our fans, for what those colors mean to them. And I'm looping those meanings into the workouts, and they've gone over so well. Because while we're moving, while we're exercising, we're also taking on some of these concepts. And it's not woo-woo at all. It's actually very straightforward. It's been more straightforward than I thought it was going to be, while also still challenging me to take movement in a different direction. And it's opened up this whole creative side of things. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So I think it's going to be really good. We've got an mm-hmm. incredible roster of guests.
Yeah. I didn't even list them all. There's still many more.
I mean, it's going to be very, I think, eye-opening for a lot of mm-hmm. listeners. So if you're listening to this and you're not subscribed to this podcast, hit the subscribe button. Like, it would be irresponsible to not hit the subscribe button. You owe it to yourself. So make sure to hit the subscribe button. And then right next, if you're on like the Apple platform, there's these little dots, and I want you to take your phone. If you're listening to this right now, take it right now. You got it? Okay. Let me mm-hmm. give you a second. Pull it out of your pocket. I know you're walking in your workout. Just slow down. Don't run into, walk into traffic.
I'm getting my phone out right now.
Pull the phone out. I better actually make sure I am doing it the right way. Okay,
yeah,
and then on the episode, if it's playing, you can hit the episode button and it'll make the whole screen show the episode. And then down at the bottom, there are three little dots. I want you to hit those dots. And it's going to pull up a menu, and there's a button on there that says copy and share. I want you to hit the share button, and it's going to pull up a dialogue where you can send a text message with that podcast episode. And I want you to think about the person that needs to hear the content that we're talking about most. I want you to share that episode with them. Send them a text right now. And the reason that I say to do that is because we want more people to listen to this podcast, because we think it's very important.
And accountability. Accountability.
That's a good one.
Buddy.
But the other reason is that there are so many people out there that could benefit from this information to their health and their life. And you are, as I'm saying this, somebody has popped into your head that you know needs to listen to this stuff and get the same kind of benefit that you've gotten from it. So,
But here's my tip on that. Is don't send it and say, you should listen to this. And then it's like, okay, mom. But say, hey, I love this podcast. It's done this for me. I'm going to listen to it. I'd love to be podcast buddies with you. And what podcast are you liking lately?
Podcast
that goes over a lot better.
I love that. Podcast buddies.
Yeah.
Podcast so we're looking buddies. For high quality podcast buddies to share this information with.
Yep.
So do that. Mm-hmm. Definitely share it, because information is useless if it's not heard mm-hmm. by someone. So,
and just imagine listening to all 52 episodes. By the time that you're done with season 2, you're going to be so well informed, and you're going to have so many more resources, because each of these guests we have on, they all provide their contact information. They often provide us with discount codes for things on their website and direct links to their best resources on their website. So you're going to have excellent stuff right at your fingertips. And that is something you want to share.
Yeah. Like I said, it's irresponsible to not listen to these and subscribe, pay attention, share them.
So, moving on.
Yes, we're looking for podcasts. So season two is about tying fitness into all these different areas of our life. It's about finding podcast buddies, and it's about listening to the episodes and sharing them. And what else is season two about? Anything else?
Well, we're always going to ask ourselves and our guests that week what our favorite exercise is, and mine changes from week to week. Like right now, I just finished that's my epic big huge relay race. I did 19.7 miles over three legs in less than 24 hours. My team took third place in submasters, women's submasters, and 28th place overall out of all the walking teams. Which I feel like that's very impressive. So we did great this year despite a lot of setbacks. An injured teammate at one point. We had one of our walkers take on a fourth leg. So then that brought her total up to about 19 miles as well. We had a van that needed jumped. Anyway, so right now I'm still on the high of race walking, and I'm loving that right now. Chris, what's your favorite exercise right now?
Right now, for sure, it's interval training. We are doing a lot of interval training up this mountain. It's not really a mountain, but if you're from the Midwest, it's a big mountain. And it is... it's basically this hill in the middle of town that's 1 mile up and 500 foot elevation gain. And so you go up and down. It's about a 2.5 mile workout and you run intervals up it.
Oof.
That's pretty rad. Pretty good.
No thanks.
So that's my favorite right now. It's a short workout. And yeah, I like it.
All right. If you're listening and you have a favorite thing right now, leave a comment and or write to us and tell us what your favorite is. And if you have a guest lead for us, somebody that you think would be amazing for us to interview when it comes to biopsychosocial, spiritual, all that dimensions of fitness and physical activity, send them our way.
Yes, send them our way. All right, awesome. So again, if you ignored us when we had the little three dots and share all that, do that right now. And we will see you guys throughout season two. Looking forward to it. If you are listening to this, one last thing. If you have not listened to season one, there is no better time to listen to season one than right
you
now.
You need to listen to all 52 episodes in the next week.
Yes. I mean, it can be done. Yeah. It can be done. So that's your challenge. Share, subscribe, listen to all of season one, and get ready for an amazing season two. Okay. We'll see you guys.
All right. Bye, friends.
Okay, friends and fans. If our podcast floats your goat, you should subscribe to Fit to Be Radio and also follow us on Twitter at Fit to Be, on Instagram at Fit to Be Studio, and on Facebook via Fit to Be Tummy Safe Fitness. That's my rooster. I'd also love for you to join fittobe.com so you can work out with me. Plus, that's how we pay our bills that keep our lights on, providing family-friendly workouts that help you make a strategic return to fitness. See you there!